orient this interview started. What is Hacketeer?
Well, Hacketeer is a new genre of entertainment that is distributed online. Hacketeer is about an online story about hacking. It follows the story of like three really interesting characters that show you how to hack things. They show you how to build like sort of hardware hacks as well as sometimes some software hacks. But the interesting spin is that instead of just showing you how to do it, they actually go out in real life and show you how to use it in the real world, which is actually part of the appeal. I mean, that's the thing that makes you want to hack. You don't want to hack because somebody told you, hey, this ethereal thing called hacking. The first time you see like a defaced website, there's a thrill that goes down your spine and you say, I want to do that. Although that's not actually real hacking, but that's a different story. The main story though is that they show you how to hack. They go forth, do it in the real world, all while being chased by a quasi-government agency that's just intent on destroying them. In fact, eradicating them with extreme prejudice, and it's actually taken a little bit from real life.
Okay, so you're using some of the story points are from your experiences or other people you know's experiences in hacking?
Right. I used to be a hacker, and so some of them are taken from stories as well as I used to hack with other people, because, I mean, you know, hacking's no fun in a vacuum. It's like if a tree falls, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so you're... Okay, so... Would you say it's more of a how-to kind of thing, or it's more script? I mean, what's more important to you, the story or the how-to aspect?
I think both. I think ultimately any great entertainment tells a story, and there's a lot of how-to shows out there, but they all don't tell a story. I mean, there's a story arc that gets you in that keeps you entertained, and I think when you use that tool, you can pull in people who may not normally be interested in hacking, because now you have two things. You have your core audience, which is the hardcore hackers. They watch this and they say, hey, I see myself in this. But then you see people external to it and they say, wow, this is great. I really want to be involved in it. And it could be a great tool for sort of pulling in young people into constructive sort of into constructing and deconstructing technology, but making their own things.
So what would you say your audience is there? Are you trying just for like the hacker community, or are you trying for like, you know, this, you know, to use the term script kiddies, you know, the people coming, the 13, 14-year-olds that are, you know, excited by everything but don't really know what they're doing yet?
I would say it's for everybody. I mean, I think that's what using these disparate elements and combining them is what it is. It becomes something that everybody can enjoy and take away something from. There'll be jokes that only hardcore hackers get, then there'll be jokes that the script kiddies get but they wish they claim they can do but can't do, and then just guys who might just want to just say, hey, I want to turn my iPhone into a motion detector, and this show shows me how to do it, or this show shows me how to build like a flying camera that launches out of my car so I can see the traffic 10 blocks ahead of me. So that's what kind of the show endeavors to do. And then we also show we try to show small things that you can build, you know, that just anybody can build. And then there's more complex projects. And then one of the battles we're having is sort of trying to keep the illegal quotient down, which unfortunately is very hard for
okay.
me.
So what can we expect from people that are going to be at the Hacketeer premiere tomorrow?
I'm going to show the first episode and some of the narrative elements of the show, which introduces the various characters. I actually play one of the characters in it, which is to give it sort of a little twist to the... To give it a little twist, it sort of blurs the line on whether this is real or not. Is everybody in the show a hacker? Then the show also endeavors to do something more. In the narrative, we actually go out and kidnap the top names in hackerdom and in technology, and we interview them in the kidnapping thematic.
Okay.
So, the first episode, we kidnap Mark Abene, which I used to, you know, hack with or whatever. But we also have lined up people like Vince Cerf.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask Mitnick here if he'd like to do it. But basically, here we have another way to present interviews with people who normally may not give a good interview. They may not know how. But in this thematic, we can make it extremely interesting, and it's interesting for them too. I mean, it's a different, you come through, I'm sure Vent has never been interviewed like this before, like inside of a show where, you know, some weird hackers have him kidnapped and could do anything to them.
Okay, well, thank you, John Threat. It sounds really great. For everyone who wants to go see it, it's going to be at Saturday at 7 o'clock in the Turing Hall. So make sure to catch that. And now we're going to send you guys back to the music for a little while. We'll hopefully have another interview soon. Thank you again.
Good night.
All right, everyone. We're here. It's the Hope Radio staff, Radio Statler, full voice of the Last Hope. We're going to be doing a little bit of some interesting thing for us, at least. I don't know. You don't like it? We don't really care. But if you do, it'll be fun. We're going to have all the radio staff on here. We're just going to bullshit a little bit, have some fun. Lex?
Yeah, it's been interesting. I really wanted to do a radio station here, and we started talking about it on the forum, and it just kind of picked up and went wild. Joe jumped in, and Tech Darko and Bunny, and everybody's just been great, piling everything in to make it work. And
yeah, I don't think this should
really
have happened at all.
It should not have happened. No, we are not technically capable or emotionally capable of doing this.
Capable of putting together a radio station with like a couple hundred bucks, with you know, no gear being donated except what we bring.
We spent most of our budget on t-shirts.
Yay, t-shirts! Free swag.
In fact, I think we spent all of our budget on t-shirts.
Wait, did we spend more than our budget on t-shirts?
I don't know. Lex, did we?
We did.
We're
not
in the red.
We did not have a budget, and I spent money on t-shirts. We spent our money on the Knock Knock cage, which we don't have any equipment in for Radio Statler.
Yeah, we have one box server.
It's a
streaming server for internal.
Yeah.
Right.
Otherwise, it had the ASCII porn server on there, which I have to say was amusing as hell.
We had an ASCII porn server.
Yeah, we had an ASCII porn server in there.
Awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's still running.
What's it at?
I don't know. The web address is on the box. You have to telnet into it.
It's 208.87.252.21.
And someone's been a little lonely during the conference.
this is what happens when you're an engineer. You remember these things automatically.
If you tell that to that address, it just starts streaming ASCII porn.
What is it?
Yeah, very slowly.
Huh? What's the address?
It's 208.87.252.21.
And just so all of you know, that's only going to work, I believe, in the conference space. I don't know if it works outside.
Try it. If it doesn't work, then you're screwed.
If it doesn't work, too bad. But if it does work, you're going to have to telnet in. So those of you who don't know how to telnet, sorry. So for the next hour, they're probably going to be getting a huge amount of traffic to the ASCII porn server.
It's Jason Scott's archive of ASCII porn. He runs textfiles.com or .org, I forget. But
okay.
He has an archive of ASCII porn.
We also have the Google Earth network traffic visualizer.
That's pretty
over there.
Cool.
Yeah, it was.
And you know that
except
most
it kept
of that
crashing overnight.
Yeah.
Every time I go out there, it said, you know, we're sorry, Google Earth has crashed. Please submit a trouble report to Google and restart your program.
That's what you fucking get. Well, the network crashed, like, what, 3-4 times during this whole thing?
3-4 times yesterday.
Yeah.
Also, twice today. We kept losing network traffic.
Oh, fucking great.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, my bill's going to be like, shit. I think I'm going to report it as fraud.
I was at a HackerCon. I don't know what happened.
I was in this hotel, and there were all these computer hackers there.
Is this recorded?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Never mind. Never mind on the fraud. No fraud.
Sorry, Verizon.
Just remember, folks, as per what we were saying, and, you know, the hat Emmanuel was wearing all day yesterday, The Last Hope, the Hacker Conference, brought to you by
Verizon Wireless.
We never stop working against you. Holy crap. Yeah. This was... I never thought I would say thank God for Verizon Wireless, and the number of times I did this weekend was so sad.
I know.
Well, what has been happening with the network for once is not the conference's fault. Dragorn has done an absolutely fantastic job.
No,
the
guys in the NOC always do a great job. They just get slammed, and this time it wasn't their fault. It was
Cogent. Cogent.
Yes. The question came from all over the place. Is the network down? And the response from the NOC was, no, the ISP is down.
And then I went over there, I've heard that, like, I was hearing that a lot. So I went over there, and I talked to them myself, and they were like, yeah, Cogent's down. And I was like, oh, well, you know.
It's Cogent.
What
do you expect?
Yeah, exactly.
It's Cogent.
No, it was Covad, which was down.
Covad
was
down. Oh, they told us it was Cogent.
No, they're using Cogent.
They're also using Covad to get some places.
Yeah, but everything went down. Apparently, they said they went through Cogent and then through Covad or something.
Yeah.
But Cogent was the one that went down because we couldn't connect to anything no matter what.
Oh, they couldn't reach Covad.
Yeah, they couldn't reach Covad. That was a problem because Cogent apparently had a switch go out and it took out their entire...
So they had a mix of Cogent going to Covad. Could they have chosen any worse ISPs? I mean, really.
Okay, Jesus. this year for, you know... The absolutely last hope, in 2010, we're going to be using Bob's discount broadband. Okay, so the guy runs...
I'm hoping they can't hear us, because I think we're going to get a bit slapped.
I would have said they could have chosen Verizon, but that's actually what saved us.
Yeah, I think Verizon is better than Cogent. A combination of Cogent and Covad is just fucking asking for trouble.
No, there's a... rather large difference between Verizon Wireless and Verizon's wired lines. Because
oh God, yes.
We were saving ourselves through your EVGO card with Verizon Wireless, not Verizon.
Yeah, no. Next time, I don't know. I still think that we need to covertly start making, you know, holes in the street and laying fiber and stealing things from someplace.
So
this is the 2600 project for the next 2 years.
Why don't you guys say something about how the box here that we're sitting in was put together?
Well, that was Nixoft, who doesn't want to talk. So, but he came in here at Thursday at like 11 o'clock at night, and so we were like, okay, fine. He was supposed to get here like 4.
We had some thin curtains up around the space.
Yeah, we had curtains up, but that wasn't doing it. So we brought in some styrofoam. And
when we were talking styrofoam, guys, we're not talking about like the little white blocks. We're talking about those giant foam panels that like you see them put up in walls, like the stuff that's like 2 inches thick and like 7 feet high.
Foam insulation.
Solid foam insulation sheets.
And the styrofoam. This booth was a pain in the ass to figure out what the hell we were going to do with it.
Oh God, yes.
Yeah, there was. We had a mailing list up beforehand, and everybody was like, "All right, we're doing this in the booth." And then I was talking with Nixoft privately after that for like a month and a half. And every 2 days, he would completely change what he was going to do. Up until like I called him on Thursday in the morning, and he said, "All right, I'm doing this." So I was like, "Okay."
Well, we are kind of bodging everything together, so I can't really blame him. Because then again, you and I were going back and forth on equipment. We're like, "Oh, we're going to do this and that." And someone like, "Wait, no. We shouldn't be relying this much on this. Let's go get more CD players. Oh, wait, no. This stuff didn't get ordered in time. Let's go get this. Oh, wait, crap. Nobody got a check. Oh, wait, let's go get this."
Yeah, and one of the things we went through was we were looking at renting a drum kit isolation booth for a long time.
Oh, God, that would have been nice.
We couldn't quite get one that was large enough to get a good-sized crew in here because we've done some shows with a bunch of people that were really fun, and we couldn't have done that if we'd gotten drum kits.
Yeah, we could have gotten it. It just would have been, you know, if we had a budget of, say, I don't know, $5,000-$7,000. Sure, we could have done it. We could have gotten a great isolation booth custom built for us.
Yeah.
But we were broke. So.
As it stands, you can hear the conference around us, which I think is an important part of what we're doing here.
Plus,
so.
We have the air conditioning, and the isolation booth keeps the air conditioning in, sort of.
It kind of worked out well with the foam insulation because you walk around and it's like, oh my God, it's so hot. And then you lift the curtain back and go, what the hell? There's air conditioning in there.
Yeah, we've had people, and the other thing is, like, everybody in the conference is talking, like, what the hell are they doing back there? Especially for the first couple of days, they were like, what's going on? There's this booth, and there are walls, and we can't get in.
Well, the Network Operations Center is about 8 times larger than it was the last 2 conferences.
Yeah.
The last 3 conferences, really.
Oh, yeah, I remember last time they crammed them in there, it was so small, they couldn't fit all the gear and 3 people in there.
It was ridiculous.
They had the 3 people sitting, so, like, literally, they shared a chair almost.
No, were you doing AV last time?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't a volunteer last time. Oh, or, I mean, I was.
Someone in here was.
I was security last time, so I was back there a lot.
Yeah, but wasn't someone here working on the thing coming down the MPEG streams?
No, that was
somebody on the list was, but that wasn't.
Oh, that was Ethan and...
Yeah, that was Ethan over Navy.
He hasn't been in here at all, I think.
No. I think we scared him away with the death threats when the stream wasn't up when we started moving on at 10 a.m. When CNET said we were going on at 10 a.m. and we go, okay, so we need to stream at 10 a.m. He goes, okay, well, we have problems with the stream. We'll get it fixed in the morning. And then in the morning it's, we need to be on now. Where is our stream?
Yeah, we got screwed on Friday morning. We didn't actually get to air anything useful until like midday, because first the video network streaming people that we were completely relying on were not anywhere to be found, and they weren't done. And as far as I know, they weren't even started when we got in there.
Yeah, they waited. I mean, yeah. We were the early bird this time, and unfortunately, to get the worm, we needed to wait for the earth movers to come and move everything out of the way, and then for everyone else to come in and, you know, move the foliage. And unfortunately, by that time, it was, you know, Friday at noon, and we're sitting there going, crap,
supposed to be on the air 2 hours ago.
Well, we were on the air.
We were on the air playing at 10:15 because the network was down, so we had to go on EVDO.
And, yeah.
Bunny, who's gone out to get food and isn't back yet, she put together a massive amount. What's that?
Way to bullshit. Way to bullshit that one. Yeah, no. She went out for food.
What, did she fall asleep?
No, we don't know where she is. She's just gone.
He called her.
Food. I went and called her.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay, never mind.
She's out for food.
Oh, we thought you were just, you know, feeding us a line of crap. Yeah. We were going to say a pretty good job.
she pulled together a tremendous amount of Creative Commons music that we've been using this entire weekend.
Yeah, and I haven't listened to any. I don't think I've listened to one of them. I think I've just kind of been sitting in the background. In fact, I think this is the most I've been in front of a mic this entire thing.
Actually for both of us, because you and I have been either running around or having to take care of the digital music night at the last minute.
Oh, that was fun.
So you guys heard the digital music night. I'm assuming you all were like, yeah, it was pretty cool. We ran for a long time. It was really nice.
That was crazy.
That was an excitement.
We had a...
miscommunication?
The guys who were doing it were supposed to bring a mixing board for the front of the house for all of them to tie in together. And they showed up and they didn't have one. And then our backup mixing board that I brought in had been sitting in my bedroom for the last 3 years since I moved in here in New York, and was just coated in dust. And it just was not responding at all.
And
so we had to actually switch cables live. We were pulling cables for the radio show.
And we also had a problem with the sampling rate, which actually...
Yeah.
The old boards that they have here, your Mackie and the other one, don't deal with certain digital sampling rates to analog audio very well, and apparently that was one of the major issues. In addition to the fact that, you know, we didn't have any of the adapters we needed, so we were bodging stuff together at the last minute. It's like, oh wait, I think I have this. Oh wait, I think I have. I think we can change it from you know, a quarter inch cable to an eighth inch cable to you know, a Mongolian antique audio.
Banana plug.
We don't have any more XLR. Get that S video cable.
We don't have any more XLR. Go acquire it from upstairs.
Well, I like how the AV people were just nowhere to be found. That was lovely.
Well, they had all their stuff running and ran off. They weren't handling it.
We had asked about Digital Music Night, and they were kind of like, we are going to be dead by the time you start that event, so we cannot help you, but we will set up stuff ahead of time. So they helped us out with the lighting board, and they got the speakers and the screen there.
Yeah.
Much nicer speakers than they were planning to get before.
I want
we
those
said
speakers.
They
anybody out there wants to buy me those speakers?
Sound. Yeah. And their projector out there, because Digital Music Night didn't just have musicians, they also had visual artists who were doing digital visuals up on the big screen. And when they rented the projector, they went to pick it up, and the guy said, oh, well, all our projectors at that lumens level are broken, and all we have is this one, but I'll give you at the same rate. And it was double the lumens. It was twice as bright. So we have this very, very vibrant screen out there. And
that was really good.
And with all the flashing lights and the 8-bit graphics and everything, it was just gorgeous.
And, you know, some of those visualizations were good. Some of them were really bad. I thought that the Digital Music Night, in terms of the artist, the first one was really, the one with the trumpet was really, really good. It was
he
amazing.
Was fantastic.
And the
he
one
really
at the
was.
End was really, really good with
and the
guitar.
And the guy who had the switches and the, I think it was, what was it, flex sensors in his fingers?
Oh, the DJ?
Yeah, the DJ with the sensors. And that was, I have to say, that was pretty incredible. I mean, the technical skill to make it is just a cool idea, being able to flick your middle finger up and have it, you know, replay a track every time.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that was cool. The only problem was he was way offbeat. His mixing was...
whatever.
But from a technical perspective, it was kind of cool.
But we do really appreciate these guys coming and doing a performance on such short notice. It was
still
just fantastic.
Really cool, yeah.
I will say, though, one of them, I walked up, the one that was the sampling of the electromagnetic frequencies of
from the plants?
Oh, yes. Yeah,
that was really awesome. Actually, I mean, technically and, like... And, you know, intellectually that was amazing, but when you were up on stage, it sounded kind of cool when you were up close. When you were all the way back, the bass faded away, and all you heard was, like, this high-pitched squealing going through the entire con space.
I was sitting there at the booth with the EQ. I had turned the high all the way down, and I turned the thing out, and I turned the lows and the mids all the way up. I had EQ'd the crap out of that thing.
The security was actually trying to figure out. They were trying to hold back a couple of people because two of them decided they were going to take segues and charge the stage.
That would have been awesome. I wish we would have had a
camera for that. Oh, God, I just wish we'd had a camera for that. That would have been great.
There's a lot of stuff that I wish we had a camera for.
Honestly, if we do it next time or if we have some, especially if New York does 100% coverage for cameras and we're back here, we should have 100% coverage of cameras in all the space and have it all publicly fed over just an internal network.
Yeah, that would be pretty awesome. Yeah.
Everyone can watch everyone anytime.
No, I think another thing that we definitely need for next time is some speakers in the booth.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we were supposed to have them.
Yeah. I was supposed to bring them, but I couldn't find them at the last minute as I was leaving.
So. Yeah, and we went and looked around, and the only ones we could find were about the same quality as the headphones we had.
Yeah,
we also have a shortage of headphones here.
Yeah, we definitely need more headphones and more speakers. So if you guys want to bring some next time.
Yeah, next time we need donations.
we need producers for next time. Producers.
Yes, we do, because
we had plenty of engineers this time.
Well, we did, and we still could have used a couple more.
We could have used a couple more overnight, but we need producers.
We had a lot of people walking around. Yeah, we had a lot of people that signed up that just didn't show up.
We wound up covering, and we wound up having a good show anyway.
Yeah.
But no, definitely.
I understand Jason Scott did a show last night from like 4 to 5 a.m. He came in and woke up Arca and said, okay, you guys aren't playing music anymore. Put me on the air.
Yeah, also, I got to say, because they're not here, we have to give a major shout out to Hypo and Arca.
Absolutely.
I mean, Hypo did all night, like Friday night. Like, he was here the entire time. He never left. He was here from evening all the way through until early morning, and then he went straight from here to leave because he had to go home.
And Arca was
here running the whole thing the whole time, doing the scheduling. And last night he stayed literally up until the taxi was pulling up outside and honking the horn because he was taking the car service to go catch a plane.
He had to fly out to Florida this morning.
Something like that.
About 5 a.m. But
I don't know why you want to go there compared to here, but whatever.
But Arca's really, really helped us out because we've actually gone through two program directors before he took over. One guy who wanted to run the entire thing on automation, which would have been very efficient, but wasn't really the spirit of the conference, I felt like. And so,
yeah, we're not that. We're a little more crazy than that. We need some more sanity.
We couldn't really go with that. So we got Al Stroger, who is fantastic and one of the most brilliant people I've ever met and would have been really, the best radio host we could possibly have. At first he was stuck in China working, and then he was stuck in Panama working, and he's still in Panama. As far as I know, he was trying to get up here for the conference, but just absolutely couldn't make it, and he's been working really hard. So Arca came in, what was it, about 3 weeks ago, maybe?
Three weeks ago,
and just got to work and got people, you know, listed and got all the information about the shows and took over all the emails that nobody had responded to and just... really went to town, and he has been fantastic here scheduling things and keeping an eye on which talks we're going to air and that sort of thing. So.
While we're singling people out, I really, really want to thank you, Jeff, because the day before the conference, he was taking care of the website. He designed the website. There was all sorts of time constraints. And then we had to design the shirts, and that got put off until literally like last week, and Jeff was on their asses all the time, and Wednesday they finally got it working. Yeah, they do. They really do. And on top of that, we had the rugs that we're sitting on right now.
Yeah.
We had to get them, and I was stuck at work, so I couldn't have done it. So I called up Jeff, and I was like, look, we need to get these now. So he went out, and he was driving all over the place, and we finally found them. So thank you very much. Very, very much.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks a lot, Joe. I wanted to take the time to thank very much Sleekway Enterprise Hosting. Without them, this would not be possible. The amount that we had to stream, the amount of bandwidth we needed, and then we got slash-dotted.
Yeah, we got slash-dotted, we got dug, we got C-netted, and we, of course, I said dug, yeah. Of course, I gotta say, the granted, we do have the two employees sitting here.
The owners, yes.
The two owners, yeah, sorry, the two owners sitting here. Who are sitting here going, so, okay, I, what was it you said? We're okay up to 20. Once we get to 20 megs of data, we gotta have a talk.
And, I mean, we could have pushed more. We just wanted to make, you know...
You didn't want to run the company into the ground the first night you're here. Yeah.
What was the upper limit for the number of listeners that we actually had on at a time?
The peak? 368, yeah, I think 368 it was.
When did we hit that?
It was Saturday at some point.
Saturday, yeah, late evening. It was Saturday during, what's his name? Not Mitnick.
Was it social engineering?
It was the combination of the
social engineering. That was it. Yeah. Social engineering was the one that did it because everyone loves social engineering.
Oh, yeah.
Starbucks. I'm sorry, you're not going to be eligible for the check.
Emmanuel is genius.
Oh, he's so funny.
That was a feat of brilliance.
No, and then we peaked back. We had a network crash again. Like, honestly, if we had not crashed and we'd stayed on EVDO the whole time, we probably would have hit 500.
We also would have melted my modem, so.
We would have melted your modem, and Verizon Wireless would have shown up at your house with a couple of goons going, so, Mr. Nick God, we have a bill here. We're here to collect. Are we taking your kidneys, or are we just going to kill you and chop you up for pots?
Yeah. Now, please step out of the
traffic that you did on a 500-page bill.
500-page bill, yeah.
I would have needed my own tree.
It would have been, would you please step out of the house? We have to take it. Were you able to reach Bonnie?
Yeah, she said that she had to go out to eat with the core staff.
What am I doing here?
I was going to say, what are you doing here? Aren't you two core staff? Or?
That's what I thought. She said that going out to eat with core staff was more important than coming and doing the show.
We're going to call her.
We're going to call her on the radio now. Okay, call her up.
I know Jun's shut down registration a little while, and he has been there nonstop for hours and hours and hours.
Hey, give him the number.
Don't give it out over the air.
We're not going to. He's going to hand it over.
Give him the phone.
Yeah, oh, God, no. He's got enough IRC stalkers as it is. honest to God.
We've been doing call-ins, and we're actually going to call out this time.
God, no. We don't need to give her phone number out on the air.
What's that?
She's got enough IRC stalkers.
Oh, yes. Yes, Bunny is very
speaking of which, am I even on IRC
right now?
I should probably get on.
Not so gentleman.
No, I am on IRC right now. Let's see.
What's going on IRC? Are people actually
not,
listening?
Not much. Nothing really is going on IRC right now.
I hear it ringing.
I hear it ringing too.
Can you turn my volume up down there?
Yeah. Hello?
Hi, Bunny.
Hi, I'm coming up the escalators right now.
Okay, good, because we were going to say, apparently you said that it was more important to have food with core staff than be on the radio with us.
So you now you're on...
They said that.
Oh, they said that. Oh, I'm sorry.
You're live on Radio Scotland right now.
I told them, I'm like, we got to go, they need me. And you're going to have to wait, because you're eating with core staff.
You just got slapped on IRC for going out to eat.
Which core staff is this?
I'm in the corner. I'm rounding the corner, and I'm going to open the curtain. And
we kind of were curious, though, Bunny, which core staff this was, since two of the core staff are sitting here.
Hey.
It happened to be Mike and June and Redbird. June is supposed to come in here.
Okay, well, have a seat.
Well, we're going to put Bunny on a mic now.
Yeah.
Bunny, you have like 10 people saying hi so far, and yes, we are reading the fucking IRC. Go to hell.
People,
there's a lag on IRC. Get over it.
Fine.
Okay, so we're kind of approaching the closing ceremonies for the conference, and
which we're not going to air. By the way,
we're not going to air.
We're not airing them.
No, we're going to go up there.
We can just stream it down here and leave it.
Well, but we have to break it down.
Yeah, we have to take the equipment apart.
Oh, okay.
What time is it right now?
It is 5:30.
Okay.
What time does the final ceremony start? 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock, yeah. So I'm going to depart, but you guys can keep going here. And thank you for everything you guys have done to put this station together. I definitely would not have done it without you guys. So, and
guys,
especially Joe, you really did an absolutely fantastic job.
Aw, shucks. All right, guys. To having another one in 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years.
Here.
No doubt.
Here.
Definitely.
Bunny, they want links to your pics, apparently. Guys, I'm sorry, but bunny nudity was only for the radio staff.
Yeah,
I'm terribly sorry.
Guys.
If they want links, they can go to my DeviantArt. Just go to DeviantArt, and my DeviantArt on there is Bunny Burn. BUNNI3DURN. There's pictures of me there, plenty of them, so enjoy them.
Alright. Okay, Sadie, I know that there's no lag in the X-Jet, but there's a lag from when the audio goes into the mics, goes through the board, into the computer, out through... Are we on EVDO or network? It doesn't matter. Are we on EVDO or network right now?
I don't even know.
Okay, if it's EVDO, over the airwaves, back down. Yeah, lots of stream delay. Oh, apparently...
Yeah, it's a fun lag, apparently, I can see it. When you say it, but I don't hear it until it goes here, and it's really amusing.
Well, no, that's also
do you want
the phone.
A microphone?
Yeah. Do you want a microphone, Bunny?
We can get
Bunny?
You a mic and some headset or something.
I could.
That way
I
could work.
Also,
Bunny, apparently people have the pictures we were talking about. I didn't realize that we had published the pictures of you getting naked in the radio booth.
Shit, you guys, come on now. It's supposed to be, you know, pay for. Supposed to make money for us at our station with those.
I was trying. We were making the pay site, but apparently somebody leaked the photos already. That's it. Everyone else is going to have to suffer. We're not going to put the pay site up now.
Hey, wasn't me. I swear.
Wait, it says here, Subatomic leaked. Oh, there we go.
Sorry, guys. My finger slipped. It's an accident.
Yeah. They always say.
Oh, goodness. That I don't think that's Bunny. Hey, Bunny. Bunny, is that you?
Wow, I kind of wish it was.
Guys, that's not Bunny. Sorry.
What is it? Let me see. Hold on.
That one they posted the link to.
Okay, that's Bunny. I know. Yeah.
So, yeah, you guys can all go look for a girl like that and go stalk her. Oh, God. Okay.
So,
this
yeah.
is just fucking nuts. I gotta say, I'm really fucking glad that we weren't FM for this because...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. You and I would have our asses in a fucking sling by now.
Yeah, we would have all been in jail.
Hold on, I got a picture of me that I'm gonna put up for everybody.
Instead of the FBI taking people away, it would be the FCC.
Yeah.
Here's the picture of Bunny.
Look at my picture, Bunny. Pull up my picture. I put a picture up.
You put a picture up? Hold on, I'm pulling it up. Wait, where's the bunny picture? There we go.
Let me see.
You make Bunny cry. Apparently they all make Bunny cry.
Let me see.
Yeah,
everybody makes Bunny cry.
we have some concerned looking core staff standing in the room now. Why are you people looking so concerned?
They're concerned for their safety.
I'm kind of
and
curious.
Sanity, probably.
Why are you guys looking so concerned? It's brain death.
Okay. Go take a nap.
Is that something?
There, you guys can blame those two for keeping me later.
Okay, we blame you.
We blame you. You've been blamed.
You have officially been blamed, and I believe the IRC people are going to slap you, too, because they slapped Bunny.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently the IRC was really missing Bunny.
Holy crap. Oh, man. So
Adam Savage is definitely a highlight.
That
yeah,
was
Adam
definitely
Savage
the fucking
badass,
highlight.
Yeah.
We had a nice interview with Adam Savage, and he would have kept going if they hadn't pulled him away for the autograph session. We had an exclusive interview with Rambam.
We did?
Did
yeah.
we?
Oh. Oh, I didn't know that.
I told you that. Arco went over and fucking got it and got the interview with his writer and then came on and aired it.
Nice.
That's badass.
Yeah, and it was talking about the talk he was about to give.
I guess I actually got sleep, so I missed stuff.
Yeah, you went to sleep. Hey, yeah. AT Geek, fuck you.
What did he
nope,
say?
No slapping Radio Statler.
Yeah, no, fuck no. Slap you back, bitch.
Oh, okay.
You know, I guess I also never apologize. I guess I should say I'm sorry that I sound like a little boy going through puberty. Apparently this weekend was too much for my voice to handle, and I don't really have much one left.
Bunny, just so you know, the cell phone doesn't help.
Yeah, not at all. It's...
It makes it worse, significantly worse.
What else do I mean to talk on? I can't even hear you guys from here, so thank you.
I'm not sure. I would say maybe the mic that's sitting right there.
Yeah.
There's a thing called a microphone.
You can take the mic and shove it.
You know what? Yeah, Jeff doesn't bite too
hard.
All
right, well, then I will hang up, and I will, I guess, work on the mic.
All right, that's how it works.
Do they want to talk to me now?
Okay, guys, we have a bunny. Okay, no, we're not putting the steel show up. Hell no. AT Geek, it's Darko, and you slap fucking you fucking slap the Radio Statler, and we're gonna say fuck you. So have fun. Hey, bunny, do me a favor. Op me.
Yeah, I gotcha. If you're not an op by now, then you're just fucked.
I was. You took me back off. Or Subatomic did.
I did not take you. I have not un-opped anybody.
No, hey, I haven't de-opped anybody except her. And then okay. I kicked her. But picture okay. Didn't happen, I swear. It was not me.
Oh, God. Here we go. This is going to get worse, isn't it?
No, she can't do anything to me. I've got Chan Surf on my side.
Yeah, but I can do the rest for you guys because I'm still the head op.
Oh, God. Yeah, I forgot
you're
that.
Not, you're
oh,
not the head op. I have more.
Well, okay, fine. Be underneath the op god, I'm the head op.
Okay, fine. You're the head up underneath the op god.
All right.
Oh,
kick
okay.
Me. See what happens.
AT Geek is happy because he got a shout out. There you go, AT Geek. Yeah, another fucking shout out, you fucker.
Shout out to Tech Darko right now. Oh, hells he just yeah. got one too. How does that make you feel, AT Geek?
Now I'm going to shout out for Bunny. Hey, Bunny got the shout out.
I'm not on IRC, am I?
No, you're not.
I haven't been on IRC this entire conference, have I?
No, you haven't.
You've been on IRC on the radio.
You've been on.
He's too lame to join us.
He's been on RS Mixer, and then Alex has been on RX Silica.
Yeah.
How do you pronounce your freaking company?
Siliqua.
Siliqua. Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's cool.
Everybody messes up. My voice isn't fine, by the way. Seriously.
No one gets channel op unless they're sitting in this room. Sorry.
Yeah.
Ha ha.
Okay, the person who just asked for me to give them a fucking shout out. Sorry, no.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, we don't like person. That person.
Nope, sorry. No shout-out for you.
Actually, here. Dude who's asking for a shout-out, I'll do you one better, okay? Give me a sec. Hold
We're
on.
We're not in the business. This is our show, not your show,
yeah.
So fuck
okay,
you.
Okay, I'm actually kind of scared what the hell he's going to do now. Oh, man.
Hold on.
We finally get a show to ourselves.
Yes. Next time, we need the opening show and the closing show to ourselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That way we don't have to worry about the streaming.
I misspelled that. Sorry. My bad. I need to learn to fucking spell.
Huh? Oh, there we go. He got a shout out by getting kicked.
All right. The next one's a kick ban.
Why kick ban? Have fun. Just kick him a couple of times. Okay, Bunny, there's someone demanding a shout-out from Bunny in a sexy voice. Is that a kick ban?
No, that's not a kick ban. I'll give him a shout-out in a sexy voice.
I might do it if I could pull out a sexy voice. I couldn't even scream earlier for Adam Savage. We all cheered. I tried to cheer, and nothing came out of my mouth. So, yeah, I can't
here,
do sexy.
Here, Bunny, we'll make it sexy. Go ahead and do the shout-out.
Who am I even doing it to? How the hell would I even say that? Because it's just be VK4AKB-1. Robot?
Look someone ordered a pizza with extra sausage.
Oh, fucking Christ. See, this is what we should be doing at nights rather than music.
Yeah.
you're just as creepy, AT Geek.
All right, yeah, next time we get to do this every night. Just sit around in here and
talk
around.
We'll cut people off at a certain time, and then we'll all come down and sit in here and be like, okay, you know what, let's fucking wrap up the day. Fuck you all. Wait. Have a good night.
I just wanted to point out that there's a very good point. It says what? You don't have a show without Bunny.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do. We had a show before you were here, Bunny. Sorry. Yeah.
Nah.
Yes, we did.
You're easily replaced.
I still made the show.
You went to go get food. So
I went food with real, you know, staff.
Hey.
Oh, that's it. You're gone now.
Hey, okay.
I got a pink
lanyard. Mr. Chanoff.
Okay.
Mr. Chanoff.
Yeah.
Okay. It looks like I'm about to get booted.
Hey, you know what? I've got a pink lanyard. I matter.
Oh.
Yeah, you got a pink lanyard. When? You had to beg for it. You had to go back and get it later.
Oh. Yeah, I went and got it later.
Yeah. I got it when I was right there. They just handed me one. They're like, here.
Well, aren't you special?
Yeah.
Hey, that's exactly her point, dude.
Wait.
You just proved her point.
Hey, Bunny.
And I don't think you were just out to lunch with three of the core staff of Hope, were you?
Bunny.
I don't like those people.
Bunny, I think you have new stalkers.
I always have stalkers.
They found your DeviantArt page, Bunny.
I gave them the DeviantArt link.
Oh. Well, wait. I will give Bunny a stalker stack. I guess it's a stalker stack. It's S-T-A-L-E-R. A staler stack? What the fuck is a staler stack?
A staler stack.
Is it a statler stack? Is it a stalker stack? They're two really completely different things.
Apparently, AG Geek is dying for my attention, and you are creepy, but I will tell you that you're some of the cutest jailbait I've ever met.
AT Geek is jailbait? Wow, okay, that's good to know. Kick!
Underage ban.
Oh, God. Already took care of it, Half Moose.
Is anyone keeping track of how much time? We don't have an engineer running the thing. We're just kind of...
We have clocks on our computers.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. Whatever, fuck
it. Oh, shit. My laptop
look, Jello is not going to get off the damn stage. It's Jello. He's going to run till like 7 o'clock. They're going to be dragging him off the stage, and he's going to be fighting them, still talking. They're going to cut the mics out, and he's just going to start yelling. they're going to have people get up on stage and start drowning him out, and he's just going to yell louder. It's Jello. Oh, Christ.
You know what, yeah.
Apparently, Zane is out jailbait, so I guess I have someone that I should go meet and take back to my room.
Well, then.
No, he is jailbait.
I know.
Okay. Well, then. Okay, I'm going to... Kill is back in, and he said it's Statler sex, a sex joke. Great. Okay, someone said bravo, Jello. Fuck you.
Yeah, Jello sucks.
There's a reason he's not on this station right now.
Or ever will be.
Radio Statler is a fan on Jello Biafra.
He is kick banned forever.
Indeed.
No, there's a reason.
That just means that he's going to try and get here in here every single opportunity he can.
Actually,
there's,
you know,
also, there's a reason that they need 10 security guards to bring him upstairs.
Yeah.
You know why? And no, it's not because people want to kill him. It's because if they only send 5 security guards, the security guards will work together and kill them. They got 5 security guards to watch the other 5 security guards to watch Jello. Yes, Jello is a dead Kennedy that never shuts up. Thank you very much. We know this. You're very welcome. We are very glad to bring you the con over the air.
We're very glad that everybody liked it, because I think we were all kind of paranoid it was going to suck.
Yeah, we were all kind of paranoid that we were going to have like 20 listeners, and we were going to be like, oh, shit, this fucking sucked.
On Thursday night, we were all going, I mean, nothing went right. We had to move.
We were supposed to be, for any of you that were here, we were where security was. For anybody who wasn't here, if you were here last year or if you've seen the layout, where we were supposed to be looking out onto the vendor area, right before the Lockpick Village, we got moved, so we're back against the Segway track, so we're out of the way, we had to move everything, we have a really small fucking room, we're actually supposed to get like 3 times the space we have, but the guys who were there Thursday night were fucking with us apparently and told us we weren't gonna have it, so we built the box so we didn't have the space. And now we fucking learn, hey, you have the space. Fuck you all.
Nothing was going for. And then we had all the problems streaming. So we were thinking, holy shit, let's just wrap this up and get out of here.
We couldn't stream out. We couldn't get the server to connect. Then all of a sudden they couldn't connect to their server. Then there was a concern about whether or not anything was working. And oh my God, it just got bad to worse. Oh, and then of course, you know,
Friday, we decide, because we had so many things going wrong, we decided to, somebody kick Whirlpool, please.
All right, if there's the person keep posting that link, I don't know what it is. Whirlpool, I haven't clicked it. But, yeah, okay. Never mind, I'll shut up.
It's a trap.
Oh, and then Arca screwed up your label maker. That was fun.
Yeah, Arca destroyed. No, he destroyed three, because one of the ones he stuck in and pulled back out was already.
Awesome.
Yes. Okay. I have a great label maker. I got it's Brother P-Touch Edge, the new industrial line, and it's like it connects to the freaking computer and everything. It's awesome, and it's got all the little cartridges that go in. And Arca put in a cartridge and went to go print something, and apparently didn't wind the ribbon first, so it pulled the ribbon in. Got it between the laminate and the backing, and then he kept trying to feed it and kept trying to print, so it ripped the ribbon. It broke the ribbon in half, and so you couldn't print using it anymore. So then he pulls out that one and goes to another one, and oh, bunny camp for the next hope. Oh, fuck. So then he pulls out the tape, puts another one in, breaks that fucking tape, and then I found another one that he had to put in that was already broken.
So then we put a label on the label maker that said,
Bill, no touchy.
So, wait, we want a bunny cam for the next hope?
Yeah, we want a bunny cam.
See, apparently they just want a bunny cam. They didn't ask for a, you know, Rado Statler cam.
Well,
just a bunny,
that's because you have tits and we told them you're naked.
Yeah.
Okay, all in favor of a naked bunny cam for next time, say aye in the chat room as soon as this goes over.
Aye.
Okay, everyone, every male in the room... Everyone in the room who thinks you should have a naked bunny cam, raise your hand. Okay, everyone's hand went up. And Bunny's hand is up. Great. Okay, Bunny agrees. Lex. Hey, Lex. Naked bunny cam for the next hope? Aye?
Rayo Stetler approves.
Yes, there we go.
All right. Straight from the horse's mouth.
Okay, let's see. Everyone said aye so far. And they're still saying aye. oh yeah, they did stick a parking ticket on a Manuel's van at the 2600 van.
They did?
Yeah, they ticketed it this morning, dude. They call up the security and they go, "Hey guys, someone needs to get Emmanuel and have him come down and move this the van because they're gonna ticket it." And then like 30 seconds later, they come back on while everyone's scrambling around. They go, "Oh, never mind, they ticketed it." And we're like, "What the hell? You can't give us that little warning." And then they were gonna try and tow it this afternoon.
Oh yeah.
They tried to tow the 2600 van.
Yeah, they moved it around to the side of the building.
Yeah.
No, knowing the 2600 van, it probably would have blown up.
Oh, God.
Unauthorized access. Boom!
But no, guys, all the radio. Big Bunny's tits cam. Oh, there we go. She lost her voice. Yeah. She said aye. She said aye.
Finally.
Aye. She said aye.
I would like to just break your hearts and explain that I don't have big tits, so it would be small bunny tits.
They're still nice, though.
Anyway, now that we've made Bunny get all awkward.
Me awkward? Yeah, I'm really awkward.
Anyway,
you are really awkward.
No, so we actually decided Thursday night.
Fuck you.
We had decided we were going to go live at 11 or 12 instead of 10 a.m. Thursday night. We decided we were going to go live at 11 or 12 instead of 10 a.m. On Friday. And then Lex emailed us all the link to the CNET article saying, Rado Statler... The live webcast from Hope goes on at 10 a.m. Friday, and we were all sitting here, and I pulled it up on my laptop, and I go, guys, we got CNET'd at 10 a.m. Fuck! We're all sitting here going, oh, fuck. Okay, maybe we can just get, like, a mic up. Oh, shit, we still can't stream. Fuck, what the hell are we going to do? So Joe and I and a couple others spent the entire fucking night up trying to get shit working.
Yeah. Yeah, that was fun.
We went to bed at what? Like,
well, we didn't.
No, we crashed in the afternoon on Friday.
Right.
Because, you know, we stayed straight up, and then we went up to the Penn Lounge to go grab a Danish and orange juice. And then came back down and worked the rest of the time, getting the station going. And then the network crashed right before 10.
Yeah.
So we were supposed to go live at 10, then we went live at 10:15 because instead we had to get the fucking EVDO working.
Yeah, and even that was...
problematic.
Yeah, not live from what we were doing.
Yeah. So, okay, anybody on IRC in the 2600.net Rado Statler chat room? We had a question for you. Who would be interested in having a mono, slightly lower quality than our current low quality feed next time for mobile listening, so you can stream it from your cell phone? Anyone interested? Any takers in that? Because we were talking about it. We think we might do it next time because we can handle a couple more streams, and especially a lower quality stream, we can handle a decent amount of mobile listeners. You can listen to 2600 at work. You can listen in your car. You can listen in the bathroom. If you do, please God, don't call in.
Or do. It'd be funny.
No, it really wouldn't.
No, yes. really wouldn't. Could you imagine some of the people who didn't make it to the con calling in? I there's not enough brain bleach in the world. Clubmate, I don't know. I personally,
it fails at life.
I agree. It is an epic fail. I personally think it tastes like I don't know. I guess the best way to describe it would be think of feeding someone so much green tea that they start pissing it out. Bottle that and carbonate it. That's what fucking Club Mate. They yell at you if you say Club Mate. It's mate. Club Mate, like yerba mate. It tastes disgusting. It makes Red Bull taste good.
Yeah.
What happened to the jolt and the balls?
Oh, the ones that were here last time?
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
Dude, I don't know. I asked that. The first thing I asked is, hey, are they going to be back? Because, dude, I need to buy caffeine.
Right.
A bunch of people want cell phone stream, they said.
Okay, cool.
We'll do it next time. But, I said that because that was awesome down there. Because you could just run downstairs and be like, hey, I need like seven jolts right now.
Yeah.
And I'd like two cases of balls.
What? Right.
Yeah. I bought, oh my God, I spent so much money down there last time.
Yeah.
Next time, honestly, I think what we need to do is place an order to like Micro Center, because Micro Center is right in Patterson, right where I live.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, it's right next to where I live, so I can pick up cases of balls to bring in next time.
Yeah, I was thinking about doing that, but I thought that, you know, they'd have them, so, you know, I'll just fucking... Plus, my car was, like, packed.
Yes,
full.
We know Jell-O's on. You're talking about that Jell-O. I thought you were talking about the Jell-O who's doing the talk, because, God, no. We don't care. Next person, anybody who mentions that Jell-O gets an immediate kick. That's it.
Yeah, first day I had NOS, but obviously I should have bought like 10 times more.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, but we couldn't have brought it up because our car was like literally, we had a Suburban, like the big ass Suburban, and it was packed full. Literally, like we had trouble getting people into seats.
You know what? I think next time I'll bring down a case or two of balls.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, I just want to say, you know, thanks, Joe, because like you were up like almost the whole time through like 48 hours. You must have gotten like 2 hours of sleep total in those 2 days.
I can't really remember. The days kind of blurred together.
Yeah, they kind of do for both of us, I think. Yeah. Since you and I both were pretty much here the whole frickin' time.
Yeah, for the most part. I didn't go to... I went to half of one talk.
I went to one talk, and that was only for one reason. Because I was one of the two people that Frank goes, okay, you two, you're bigger guys, you're standing and blocking the stage entrances for Adam Savage. Okay. Well, no, the way it worked was Adam Savage came in, we wanted to talk about doing the interview. So all of us run downstairs when me and the security guys go downstairs to escort him into the building. He's outside, and by the way, his shirt was awesome. It just said, make stuff up.
Yeah.
And so we're bringing him in, we're like pushing Bunny, and Bunny's like, hey, hi, would you like to do a radio interview with us? And he's like, oh yeah, sure, that'd be awesome.
And then I take off running upstairs.
And then Joe's like, oh shit, and like bolts away. We're like, oh, where the fuck you go? What's that little dust trail rising into the distance? And we had to escort him upstairs, and he had a 6-person security detail, plus a manual, plus what's his name from staff? Bunny.
Junes?
Yeah.
What?
Junes.
What about
Junes? He was the other one from staff who was there. So plus those two, plus like a 6-person security detail, which included like 4 or 5 of the like senior security guys, like the trusted security guys.
Yeah.
And we're running upstairs with him, and they decided to take him to go look through like the hack space and everything. And so we wind up wandering through the entire space. So going from the first floor to the 18th floor took like 10 minutes. And, like, we have a little knit thing around him. Everyone's like, oh, my God, it's Adam Savage. It's Adam Savage. And we're all like, back. And we get him upstairs. We push him back into the back room. And then, like, everyone tries to run backstage.
Oh.
And while talk's on, mind you. And it's like, what the hell, people? You really think we're going to fucking let you there?
Yeah, it might be an open source conference, but it's not that open source, guys.
It's open source, not open access.
Yeah, seriously.
Are you still on, or no?
No, I'm not on IRC anymore.
Well, it shows she's on her laptop, but she's not on IRC.
Yeah, my fucking battery's about dead, so I went and shut down.
I'm on IRC.
Oh, I forgot he took ChanMod away from you.
Yeah, I'm not an op anymore, so I'm down with the rest of everybody else.
Oh, yeah, you're down at the bottom.
I am that cool, I don't mind joining my fans.
Ooh.
We do.
I'm being nice to Bunny. I gave her op status again.
I don't care. I know. I don't see it. It didn't happen.
I thought that's what you said about last night.
That is what I said about last night.
I told you. No one's going to be ashamed. It was just a little bleeding.
I was watching.
Oh, crap.
I was getting very drunk after that.
She was getting very drunk because she was turned on.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Other way around.
Yes. She was turned on because she was drunk. She had lots of booze in her.
Indeed.
She got very drunk.
I really wasn't that drunk.
Yeah, you were.
Not really.
Then we need to get her more drunk.
You don't
next
even
time.
Remember the fact that we conversed last night.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't, because you had asked me if I met her.
Oh, yeah, no, but that was because I had three people come up to me who I thought I had met her, uh-huh, who were from the radio thing that went,
you
oh,
just completely
no.
even forgot that we talked, and I went
no,
on about
I had, I hadn't met her. I don't even know who that is. Who is that?
That would be Pretty Kitty, my girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
Why did everybody stop talking in the channel, by the way?
Because they're dumb.
Because I'm watching it, and because I keep... okay, I'm, should we just, like, I don't know, kick ban Kill Wait. Since he's just being a fucking dumbass?
Sure, whatever.
All right, laying down on the couch. That's
nice. I've kicked him four times already as a warning, so fuck it.
Yeah, get rid of him.
Well, should I do that, or should I just take away his voice so he can only watch?
That works.
Did you mute the channel yet?
No, did you?
No.
Bunny, you want to mute the channel?
All right.
Why?
Fine, I'll just take ban him.
Yeah, just get rid of him. What's the point?
Bye.
I want to know why they're being so quiet.
Because you scared
them
away.
No,
they run for me, not from me.
Not anymore. Not now that I'm here. We've traded spaces.
Kick ban myself. So, thank you, so Implicit. Thank you very much.
I don't know how late I was to the show here, but in most of the ones we did, we always had a little question section for our fellow groupies to ask.
Yeah.
Did you just say Jello?
Okay, actually, there we go. Yeah, I know. Okay, guys, why don't we do that? Anybody have questions for us besides will Bunny show her tits? Is there naked pictures of Bunny? Will Bunny date me? Or something along those lines?
Wait, they can ask. Date
can
me.
Call.
At least give
they
me
can
that
call
option.
In.
Oh, yeah, you guys can call in too, by the way. It's 1-800-251-6757. Can you tell the two of us are the fucking engineers here? God help us all.
I've memorized that number.
We're not kicking Bunny off the radio.
Yeah, we have 24 new missed calls. People have been calling. We're just like,
I haven't seen it ring.
I know. Well, not. I don't think it's during the show.
Are you guys? I'm not, because nothing is moving on my screen. But you guys can do
it. Yeah, I'm watching it. It was. Did you see me kick Kill?
No, nothing's
you got disconnected.
Happening.
You got disconnected.
No, I'm not. I'm still there.
No, you've
no,
been
actually,
disconnected.
You're no, you're still there, but you're not
I
getting
am
it.
There.
She's,
okay, guys.
She's disconnected.
Okay, well, here's the first question. Statler video feed. No, there will not be a video feed. I'm sorry, guys. That's not us. The amount of bandwidth that would be taken up by running. I mean, maybe we can run a webcam from here, a really low quality webcam.
Yeah, I think that would
but
probably work.
But streaming the talks
oh, no.
isn't going to happen yeah. because it's just way too video intensive. Running three decent quality video and audio streams is going to just absolutely kill us. And Jello's causing a riot. Everyone's standing in there.
That's funny.
Oh, Bunny timed out.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bunny disconnected.
That's the thing, I'm not. I'm still connected.
No, you're not.
You're not.
Nickum, disconnected.
Well, there will. I don't know if they're streaming video of any of the Hope Talks afterward. I know right now the audio will be up. I believe they sell the DVDs, so they don't put the streaming video up.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but you can buy the DVDs and support 2600. It's a really great way to go.
We have a call.
There we go. Oh. Caller, go ahead and hit it. Oh. Caller, you're
on
the air.
Hey, how you going? G'day to Bunny. Special g'day to Bunny from Australia.
Is anybody hearing
anything? Hi, Bunny.
That's really quiet. I can't.
I can hear it. Bunny, they're saying hi from Australia.
I would like to hear that, though.
You want to hear the guy with the Australian accent?
Definitely. I love Australian and like, New Zealand accents.
Okay, turn her headphones up. Let's blast her.
I'll tell you what, Bunny. I love your accent, too. Talk about hot.
I really don't have an accent. I sound like a little boy right now.
Apparently, he likes the sound of little boys.
Going through puberty, no less. It's awful.
Well, then, that explains something about our listeners.
You know, you don't sound anything like a little boy.
Well, thank you, and thanks for gracing me with your wonderful
oh,
accent.
Oh, holy crap. I see why we've had so many calls. Apparently on 4chan, for a good time, call 1-800-251-6.
phone sex, ring 1-800.
Oh, for bunny phone sex. There we go.
All right, my IRC just caught up, and it is scrolling.
All right.
Okay.
Told you you were missing stuff. So, do you have a question for us?
If I pay postage, can you box her up and send her over?
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
In pieces or not?
I definitely would love to go as long as we can go over to New Zealand. I have a lot of New Zealand friends, and I've always wanted to go over there.
Okay, yeah, the countryside's beautiful, I hear. I haven't seen it myself, but yeah.
So, yeah, there you go. Just send a large box, we can complete with oxygen, water, and food to 401 7th Avenue, attention 2600. The Bunny Project. New York, New York, 10001. That'll go to the Hotel Penn. You just need it to be here by midnight tonight.
And what sort of snacks does she like to have in the box?
Chocolate and cheese, not together. Separate. But I love chocolate, I love cheese.
Cheesy chocolate.
And Jaeger.
Oh, yes, lots of Jaeger.
Oh, okay. I love Jaeger.
She doesn't like any of that Tron breakfast cereal or anything that I've been seeing on the internet lately.
Actually, I haven't had that, so I don't know.
What is it? Tron breakfast cereal?
Something like that.
Yeah, I'll find it and I'll put a link up in the IRC in a second.
Well, that won't do me any good because I'm not on the IRC anymore.
Don't care whether you're on or not.
Is Jell-O done?
Yeah, I think Jell-O just finished. So.
Oh, God, finally.
Holy crap, they actually got him off at 6 o'clock? Did they kill him? Oh, my God, they killed Jell-O.
So tell us, guys, what's actually happening there now for all us that can't see any pictures or anything?
Right now, everything's starting to break down. We're actually, as soon as we get off the air, we're going to break down most of our gear and go up to the end talk. When is the closing ceremony anyway?
Right now.
Right now.
Okay, so basically we're going to get off the air after this call and go up to the closing ceremonies. Then everything else is breaking down. They finally kicked Jell-O off the stage. I don't know if they electrocuted him or something. But,
No, they had a trap door on the stage.
What they end up doing with the payphones there? Did they end up getting them signed and giving them away, or what happened?
I don't know.
I don't know if they did that. I know that the Telefreak project worked, and the payphones have been up and running. They had the number posted on the wall over there.
Of course it worked. The guys that run Telefreak are absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, they did a great job on the project this time around. Also, the public terminal cluster came up great this time too. Mm-hmm. And the hack village was pretty fucking cool.
I never got to check it out.
Dude, you never went over there with all the soldering iron stations?
No, I mean I've seen it, but I didn't get to check it out.
Oh, I didn't get to really do anything either.
Yeah. I didn't do anything.
Plus, I missed Metal Lab. Metal Lab apparently had a presence there only on Friday.
Oh.
And then they just had the phone to call Metal Lab in Austria. Right. On Saturday and today.
Oh. Mm. I tell you what, the AMD project is brilliant too.
Yeah, it is. They did an amazing job on it. It was
we did better, tall order. By the way.
We kicked their asses, yes.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We actually had ours up and going and running before they had theirs even close to anything.
And you mean how the fact we had ours up and running on Friday and they had theirs up and running on Sunday?
Yeah, I don't remember which one it was, but Friday night, late Friday night, it was one of the AMD guys. And I'm like, I just wanted to say...
We kicked
I'm
your
really
ass.
I'm really happy we got ours up before you guys.
We were the best new project this time around.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We kicked ass. We had, I believe, hey, Bunny, what was it, 368?
Yeah, 368.
Peak, yeah, turn around, you can look at
that. Yeah, turn the monitor on. I believe it was 368 peak listeners, guys, and that was just external. That was not including internal listeners here at the con.
That's pretty good, eh? We're mainly
it was 328.
On the 328. 328, sorry. 328. Huh? Yeah, I must say...
Currently, we're at 163, so...
Yeah, I have to say, to all of our 163 listeners currently, please bear in mind how awesome Hope Radio was. Remember, get on the forums, get on the IRC, tell them how badly you want us back next time so we can actually get some money, so we can maybe have that webcam feed so you can see Bunny's tits, you know, all that good stuff.
And give us suggestions. We will have a forum or something.
Yeah.
So we need to know what you all liked and didn't like and all that.
All right. I do believe, guys.
I'll be sure to post it back in time for next year.
Yeah, I do believe though we are going to have to start wrapping it up because they're moving stuff up and people are getting set up for the closing ceremonies now. Thank you very much for calling. Take care, man.
Yeah, not a problem. Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
All right, bye.
All right, and as for us guys, thank you very much for listening to us. The forum link for anybody who wants to know is just...
Talk.hope.net.
Yeah, talk.hope.net. For everyone else, thank you very much for listening to Radio Statler, the voice of the last hope. This is Tech Darko, along with the rest of the Radio Statler crew.
Yeah.
Subatomic.
Nick God.
Bunny.
Jeff.
Sleekwa.
Pretty Kitty. And for those who aren't here, Nick Soft.
And Lex.
Arca.
And Hypo.
Hypo.
We want to thank you guys.
Josh.
We want to thank you guys for listening. We want to thank you guys for being part of this awesome project.
We really couldn't have done without you guys.
Yeah, honestly. Stay involved. Stay involved with Hope. Stay involved with 2600. Get on the forums. Get on the IRC.
I'm always on the forums.
Yeah, Bunny's always there, so all you stalkers can go there.
Yeah, I'm always on the Hope forums. You can find me in the Hope IRC. You can find me pretty much anywhere.
And later on, we will keep an eye on radio.hope.net. We will be putting up clips from the shows. We will be putting up parts from the stream. Yes, hack the planet, guys.
Hack the planet.
Have fun. And from all of us here at Radio Statler and...